Very good morning, and a happy harvest to everyone here. It's harvest. It's a time where we think about all the ways that the Creator God has provided for us. Because he's a good and great God, isn't he?
Whee!
Not quite sure what that was. I apologise. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Got it!
Craig, what's happened to you in the last 4 minutes? What was it with all the loud noise?
Back there, I've been inventing, my dear boy, inventing.
Well, inventing, that all sounds very interesting, Craig. I'm sure we'd all love to know what he's been inventing. I'm sure you'd all like a coffee first, and then you'd like to know what Craig is inventing.
But it's a secret.
It's a secret. Well, yeah, I get that, Craig. But, you know, we're all good church people here. So, we're good at keeping secrets.
Do you promise?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that was a yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we promise, Craig.
Well, here it is. Isn't it the most wonderful, marvellous, ingenious thing you've ever seen?
Craig? What is it?
Come on, Jono. Isn't it obvious? I've come up with a secret solution. Whenever someone drinks this, they will sing joyfully.
But Craig,
I've been planning this for years, Jono. Not only at Christmas will people sing joyfully, not only when it's their favourite action song will they sing joyfully.
But Craig.
What? Come on. Do you think this is great? Now, hang on. Let me go. I've got to go and put this in the communion wine.
You know what? I thought this might happen. After 2 years of working with us at St. John's, we finally made the music director go completely barking mad. Because you and I, we don't need anything, any potions to make us joyful. If you were listening to Psalm 100 that we just had read to us, then you'll know we have everything we need to be joyful. Hopefully it's come up on the screen. We'll have Psalm 100, verse 1 to 3. Let me reread those. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We have everything we need to be joyful this morning. All the earth has everything it needs to be joyful. Because we're giving it in these three verses, we're given two invitations to praise God. Here's number one, invitation number one. We've got joy. We're invited. Can you hold this for me so everyone can see? Brilliant. We've got invitation number one. We're invited to be joyful. Because we're told in Psalm 100 that we're to shout and make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Is called to join in with him in that joyful noise. Now that makes sense to us, doesn't it? No matter where you look around the world, it's full of God's goodness to us. If you go from the skies to the seas, if you go from New Zealand to you and me, we can see God's goodness to us. We can see it this morning as we celebrate harvest and all the good things he's given us now and harvest in the future when he returns. The Lord of all the earth, well, he invites us to praise him for his goodness. But we're also invited in verse 2 to worship him. Here we go, invitation number 2, we're invited to worship. Do you reckon you could hold this for me? Brilliant, thank you. So we've got an invitation to be joyful. Invitation flopping over to be people who worship the Lord. And we're to worship him with joyfulness. Worship isn't just a song that we sing. Worship is an everyday thing, the way we live our lives. As we live at home or school, if we're at work or even at church, We're invited to live joyfully every day with the Lord God, who is our happy King. And we're invited to sing joyful songs to him. And that's sometimes quite difficult, isn't it? I don't often feel very joyful. In fact, more often than not, I'm a particularly grumpy man. I don't know why you're laughing at that. It's just a true statement. I'm not particularly filled with praise every morning when I wake up. I'm not often thinking about my service to the King when I should be. In fact, more often than not, I'm very good at grumbling and I'm very good at mumbling away. And that isn't the noise of the King and his people. In fact, that's the noise of the enemy of the King. So why is it, from Psalm 100, why is it that he invites us to sing joyfully and worship and live for him every day? Well, we're given a reason in verse 3. We're given a reason because we can know the Lord God. Can you hold that one for me? You guys are excellent. Well done. So we've invited even to be joyful, to worship him. Why? Because we can know the Lord our God, the Creator. He is the Lord God. He's the one true God of the Bible. He isn't some distant God. He's not some guy with a beard in the sky. No, he's the one true God who created us. He made us. We are his people. We are not our own. We are owned by God. We were created to know him and enjoy him. And that's wonderful, isn't it? To know that you are owned by someone else who is good and loving and happy. And this great psalm, Psalm 100, reminds all the earth to invite them in that he is the happy God who invites people to be happy with him. We see that ultimately in Jesus, and we'll get to that in a moment. But we see this at harvest as well, don't we? As we think of all the goodness that he gives us. Especially in Tunbridge Wells, we have everything we need, generally. It's because he is like a shepherd caring for his sheep. Our God, the true God, is the great and good shepherd. He loves us and he cares for us. We are his people, and we invite all the earth to come and praise our Creator God. It's truly wonderful, isn't it, to be known, to be loved by the Creator. We've thought about praising and singing to the Lord, our Creator God, that he is good, and because we are his people, he created us, and we're invited to live joyfully with him.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
That one really doesn't sound good. What was that? What's going on?
Yahoo! Yes.
Giles.
Hello. Yes.
What's happened to you?
I've been inventing, my fine fellow. I've been inventing. I love inventing. And this is a real invention. Craig's was a fraud. He pinched mine. This is mine. And I've been inventing.
I mean, this sounds like a familiar story.
Yeah.
I think we'd all love to know what you've been inventing.
Ah, that's a secret. Ah, if I told you that, I'd have to kick you very hard and then kill you.
Oh, wow. You really have gone completely mad. Well, can we find out what your potion is?
What my potion? I don't know. I've already told you it's a secret.
But surely you can tell us.
Well, why should I tell you?
Because you love us and you like to share good things with us.
Do you want to know what it is? Shall I tell you? I have been working on this for years, for decades, for centuries. I have been working on this. And anybody who drinks it instantly becomes a Christian. Just like that. Bing!
It's just
wonderful.
Giles,
all they have to do, take a little sip of this, and whatever they thought were before, they just go, bing!
But
Giles. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful, darling. You should try it. You work with young people. You give this to one of your young people, and they just go, bing! And it's a Christian.
But
it's just wonderful. Yes. I'm just going to, you think about it. I'm going to go and put it in the tea and coffee for afterwards. Bye.
Wow. You know, I expected Craig to go slightly bonkers, but I'm really not surprised that after 20 years of knowing me, we finally lost Giles. Because actually, again, we don't need any weird potions. We don't need anything man-made to make us a Christian. Do you remember what Psalm 100 said? We're going to think about verse 4 and 5 now. It said this. It said, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. See, we've been given some invitations to joyfully worship the Lord our God. But we're given another one here in verse 4, our third invitation. We're invited in. Oh, that's brilliant. If you guys can hold your sheets back up, that'd be great. Can you hold that one for me? And let everyone see. So there we go. We've been invited to joyfully join him. We're invited to worship with him because we can know the Lord our God. That's why we do it. And now in verse 4, we're to enter with thanksgiving. Because he's he's inviting us to enter into his home with praise. We're to enter his gates and his courts with praise. Here is the Creator God, the King of everything, the Creator of you and I, inviting little old you and little old me into his home. He's inviting us to do that with thanksgiving. And really, when you get the big Bible picture in your head, you know that's true. Because the only way that we can enter his gates and enter his courts is if we come to Jesus. Jesus says in the New Testament, he says that I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. See, you and I, we don't need some magic potion to get us into God's kingdom, to enter his home. We simply have to come to Jesus to be saved by him. And that is why we enter his courts, his home, with thanksgiving and praise. Because I do not deserve to enter his home. Those who have received his mercy will always give thanks because he is good. The Lord God, the Creator, the Lord Jesus is good. And just to prove that, verse 5 gives us three reasons why the Lord is good. Let's have a look at those. So we've got reason number one. He's our Creator. We're to know him. Can you hold this one up for me, please? Reason number two, that we're to enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise, is because the Lord God, the Lord Jesus, is good. He's like the best oak tree that you've ever seen. There is no woodworm in him whatsoever. He's just tall and strong and full of goodness. And that ultimately we can see on the cross when Jesus died to make us good like him. Turning what was something bad, you and I, into something good when we trust him. So the Lord Jesus is good. But we're also told in verse 5, reason number 3 is that the Lord Jesus is loving. Hold that one for me. So we've got he is good and loving. He's not like your secondary school crush that you had. He's not like rubbish Hollywood love. His love for us will never run out if we are his. It won't turn cold. He loved us right at the beginning. He loved us when he was willing to die on a cross for us. And his love will be there for the rest of time when we know him. So the Lord Jesus is good. The Lord Jesus is loving. And finally, reason number 4 from Psalm 100. The Lord Jesus is faithful. Oh, you can be a child, thank you. Number 4 is that the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, is faithful. Jesus will not forget us. He is steadfast. His promises and his word show that is true. And that is good news for all generations. That's what Psalm 100 ends with. So it doesn't matter if you're tiny baby Gorin there this morning, or if you're an ancient at the back of church hiding away, Jesus is good news for all generations. It doesn't matter if you're the imaginative kid who goes off on daydreams or you're the rebellious teenager who runs away. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of your middle age crisis. It doesn't matter because Jesus is good news for all generations. And this Psalm 100, was written as a praiseworthy invitation for anyone who wants to come to Jesus. He isn't fickle. He doesn't forget. His promises will be there forever with his love. And so Jesus deserves and invites us and all the earth to praise him. For the Lord Jesus is good. The Lord Jesus is loving. And the Lord Jesus is faithful to all generations. Now, this is such a good psalm. We're going to read it together before we sing our final song so that we try and remember it together. You can say to your friends after church, what was Psalm 100 about? And you'll be able to ask each other what it was. So here we go. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.